Well, I guess you can say that I came into this world the normal way 15 or some odd years ago, although most of you that really know me will say I'm not normal at all. Brought into this world by my parents, Kim and Steve Min, who have threatened to take me right back out of it. I was born into a Christian home, both of my parents being good Christians. But I always said that being born into a Christian home has always been the best, but the worst for my faith. It was great because I was introduced to Christ early as a child, being part of the church my whole life. Went to Sunday school, knew all the stories, and knew that Christ loved me more than anyone else could, and that he was sure and he was the one true God. And I said the Jesus come into my heart prayer all the time at Sunday school. But it was also the worst because I had been doing it my whole life. From a young age, I knew all the stories and I knew all the morals. Gone to church pretty much every Sunday of my life with those same stories and messages, and I felt that I really just wasn't learning anything. And I will openly admit being bored at church, although my mother would just say it's my ADD. And church began to be just something that we had to do every week, and that affected me, as my personal faith was not something I discovered yet, and it was just something I was told I had to have and use throughout the week. But I knew what faith was. I knew that Christ was the Son of God and that he was the only way. I knew that he loved me more than anybody ever could and that he was mine. But there was no feeling for me. The personal relationship wasn't there yet. But one faithful year, when I was about 12, I joined the youth at the church here with Alan Virgin at the time. There we started to talk about things differently, and I started to learn new things again. I started to understand what God wanted of me and what it really meant to be a Christian. Then I went to gym club, where I got to strengthen my devotional life and learn what it meant to have a personal relationship a little. But I really didn't know what it felt like to have and feel the Holy Spirit. But my first encounter one faithful night was a little bit at gym club, but it really was at a youth retreat. While we were there, there was a whole hockey arena full of thousands of youth that we're all just worshiping God. During this time, we sang for a long while, but that worship time, I felt what it is to live with Christ, the feeling of forgiveness and the feeling of regret with the need for Christ and wanting to praise him and his love all poured down that night. I can't explain how, but it did. And I stood there realizing that this is what it must be like to have a personal relationship with him. And I wanted it. Since that night, I felt the need for Christ and what it meant to have a personal relationship with him. But I will be the first to admit that I have drifted every once in a while. But God, in his own ways, has brought me back. The most recent, at a retreat with another youth group, where I prayed for almost an hour, and we worshiped for about an unplanned 3. But ever since that moment, when God touched my heart that night, I decided that I would follow him wholeheartedly so that I might feel like that, but the entire rest of my life and more.